KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'll check you sports. Not a lot of high school baseball and softball around the area over the weekend. Let's check Saturday's activity. First in boys baseball at the Kemper Catholic Invitational. It was Kemper Catholic down in Greene County, 13-1. Carroll over Pocahontas Area, 6-1. Championship game saw Kemper Catholic edge Carroll by a 4-3 final. Also in girls softball play over the weekend, at the Cedar Rapids Jefferson Tournament, Creston lost to Iowa City West 11-1. Creston also fell to Davenport West 12-0. At the Spencer Tournament, Denison wins twice, 2-1 over Akron Westfield. Denison also defeating Esterville Lincoln Central 10-1. Also in regular season play, non-conference action, IKM Manning edging Kemper Catholic in girls softball by a final of 4-3. Well, the two teams that had yet to suffer a loss during the College World Series advanced to the best-of-three final by winning the Friday semifinal matchups, as Michigan and Vanderbilt will square off starting today. Michigan scored in all but one inning against a struggling Texas Tech pitching staff on Friday and beat the Red Raiders 15-3 to continue its improbable postseason run as the Wolverines play in the College World Series finals starting today. Jimmy Kerr homered twice and had four hits. Jesse Franklin had three hits and four RBIs as the Wolverines scored double-digit runs for the 20th time this season. Pat DeMarco chopped a grounder over third base in the ninth inning to give Vanderbilt its first lead as the Commodores beat Louisville 3-2, advancing to the College World Series finals. The Commodores playing in that best-of-three final starting tonight against Michigan. Game one of that best-of-three final starting at 6 o'clock tonight at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha, as they'll play a best-2-of-3 for the championship. In Major League Baseball action yesterday in interleague play, Tommy La Stella and David Fletcher drove in two runs each to support Tyler Skaggs' five shutout innings in the Angels' 6-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Angels slugger Albert Pujols had two hits and exchanged jerseys with former teammate Yadier Molina to conclude an emotional return to St. Louis. The Redbirds rallied for four runs in the ninth inning before they fell two games off the National League Central lead. That was a game heard last night here on KJ, and the Cards have today off. In American League play yesterday, the Twins absorbed a 6-1 loss to the Royals as Hunter Dozier belted a three-run homer, and Homer Bailey held the AL Central leaders to one run over five and a third innings. Alex Gordon had two RBIs, and Nicky Lopez also drove in a run as Kansas City earned a split of the four-game series. Eddie Rosario homered for the Twins, but Michael Pineda was reached for five runs over as many innings as Minnesota's lead in the AL Central slipped to eight games over Cleveland. In other American League action, Toronto beat Boston by a final of 6-1. Cleveland down Detroit 8-3. It was Houston over the New York Yankees 9-4. Texas beat the Chicago White Sox 7-4. Tampa Bay downing Oakland 8-2. Seattle beat up on Baltimore 13-3. In National League action yesterday, Miami beat Philadelphia 6-4. It was Atlanta in 10 innings, 4-3 over Washington. Pittsburgh beat San Diego in 11 innings, 11-10. Milwaukee over Cincinnati 7-5. Chicago beat the New York Mets 5-3. Arizona down San Francisco in 10 innings, 3-2. And it was the LA Dodgers over Colorado by a final of 6-3 in Sunday baseball. In other baseball news, the Braves have sent 2018 All-Star pitcher Mike Foltynewicz to AAA Gwinnett following another ineffective start. Foltynewicz surrendered eight runs in four innings to Washington on Saturday, leaving him 2-5 with a .637 earned run average. The Braves filled the roster spot by recalling right-hander Chad Sobotka from Gwinnett. Reliever Trevor Rosenthal has been released by the Nationals after going 0-1 with an unsightly 22.74 earned run average. Rosenthal walked all three batters he faced in Saturday's 13-9 loss to Atlanta. Cameron Maybin is the 21st player to go to the Yankees injured list this year, exceeding their total for the entire 2018 season. The 32-year-old strained his calf in Saturday's win over the Astros and was replaced on the roster with left-handed reliever Nestor Cortez Jr. Maybin is batting .314 with five homers and 14 RBIs in 42 games so far this season. In football news, Iowa got a couple of commitments on Sunday toward their 2020 football recruiting class as they added defensive end Lucas Van Ness, as well as linebacker Jay Higgins. Van Ness from Barrington, Illinois, is 6'5 and 240 pounds, ranked as the 19th best prospect in Illinois, the 56th best at strong side defensive end. For Higgins, he's from Indianapolis, Indiana. He's a two-star recruit, according to 24/7 Sports. He ranks as the 28th player in the state of Indiana. He's ranked 97th at inside linebacker. So far for the 2020 class, Iowa has four commitments, all those coming in the last 2 days. Also another one from the 2021 class. There are now 18 commitments now in the 2020 class. Cedar Rapids Kennedy offensive tackle Connor Colby announced a commitment to Iowa on Friday. Colby is ranked as the number two player in Iowa for the class of 2021, 26th at his position, according to 24/7 Sports. At 6'6 and 275 pounds, he's ranked as a consensus four-star athlete, and already he had offers in hand from Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa State, Missouri, and others. Colby is the second commitment for the 2021 class. He joins another offensive lineman in Jennings Dunker. West Sioux quarterback Hunter Deckers has announced his commitment to Iowa State. The standout southpaw made it official with a tweet on Sunday afternoon, picking the Cyclones after an official visit to the school this weekend. The Haywarden prospect is a three-star with other reported offers to Indiana and Purdue. He's the number 9 ranked player in the state of Iowa, the number 31 dual-threat quarterback nationally, according to 24/7 Sports. Deckers joins Aiden Bowman as quarterback commitments for Iowa State's 2020 class. Bowman is out of Minnesota. In golf, Ches Reavie won the Travelers Championship for his second PGA Tour victory in his first in 11 years. Reavie closed with a 1-under par 69 for a 4-stroke victory over Keegan Bradley and Zach Sucher. The 37-year-old Reavie was also the 2008 Canadian Open winner. He finished at 17-under par 263 at TPC River Highlands a week after tying for third in the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Hannah Green held her nerve and saved par from the bunker with a 5-foot putt on the final hole to win the KPMG Women's PGA Championship for her first major championship and the first by an Australian in 13 years. Green closed with an even par 72 at Hazeltine National for a one-shot victory over defending champion Sung Hyun Park, whose 18-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole gave her a 68. Jerry Kelly has won his hometown PGA Tour Champions event, beating Retief Goosen with a birdie on the third hole of a playoff in the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison, Wisconsin. Kelly closed with a 6-under 66 to match Goosen and tournament host Steve Stricker at 15-under 201. Stricker was eliminated with a bogey on the first extra hole. And Martin Truex Jr. has won the NASCAR Cup Series race at Sonoma Raceway for the second straight year, comfortably holding off teammate Kyle Busch for his fourth victory of the season. Truex won for the fourth time in his last 8 points-paying races. The Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota teammates finished 1-2 for the 7th time in their careers. Ryan Blaney placed third, followed by Matt DiBenedetto and Denny Hamlin. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.